Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yeah. Woo! Monday fun day. Ricky Smiley is in the house. And also, he was in L.A. over the weekend. We're going to talk about that. And yes. Speaking of L.A., we got to say what's up to our peeps in L.A. Heidi and Frank, how the hell
Ricky,
y'all doing?
We're good. Why didn't you call? You
yeah,
were in L.A.
You're
in
town?
Stopped by. We got cocktails. It's,
you know, hey, what? I hit Frank up on his Sky Pager or whatever. He didn't call me back.
Sky Pager.
And I hit you up on your flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
No avail.
Right.
He knows us.
All right, well, here's what we cook it up. The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion went down yesterday. And Portia, we going to talk all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we shook them up.
Speaking of shaking right. things up, Bill Cosby's retrial started popping off today.
Uh-oh.
And something emerged from the bushes in Pennsylvania today. And at first, everybody's like, what the hell's going on? It was actually a protester, a topless one at that.
Oh, wow.
And she pretty much stole the show.
Hey, hey, hey! Women's lives matter! Hey, hey, hey! So be Cosby right there!
Now that Bill Cosby has lost his sight, a fresh pair of boobs come running out of the bushes.
In this.
Man, like, I think wow. he can see. I think he can see.
No, he totally see. Looked over there and he was watching those. Okay.
You know, I wonder what happened to actress Sabrina LaBeouf, who played Sandra on The Cosby Show.
That's not her.
That's not her. She was actually a girl by the name of Nicole Rochelle, and she played one of Rudy Huxtable's friends on a couple episodes of the show back
then. She was actually on the show?
I was kidding.
Yeah?
She was actually on the show.
Is she a victim?
No, I think she's just representing.
If you look at this, they threw that girl in a pine bush with no top.
I mean, going into that bush with clothes got to be painful. She's yeah. going in there naked.
Bare yeah. boobs.
That would have been cool if we would have saw Bush in the bush.
Bush on bush contact, my favorite kind. Well, A-Rod recently went on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she asked him to share his side of the story about how he began dating J-Lo. And he said he was having lunch with two women from his office. When he left, so began one of the luckiest days of his life.
Long story short, I'm walking outside. Someone taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and I do not recognize this person. And it took me about 4 or 5 seconds, and she says, it's Jennifer. It's Jennifer. I go, oh my God, Jennifer, you look beautiful. I was so embarrassed, and then I got a little nervous, and I'm like, this is so goofy. I don't, you know, we all know who Jennifer is, and she's everywhere. And then we basically had a small chit-chat, and she said, I said, I'm here, I'm in LA, I'm doing some work for Fox, and I'm here, and what are you doing? And she says, well, you have my number, reach out. And I went home that night, and I reached out.
Not buying the fact that he's claiming to not know that was Jennifer Lopez.
He knew. Yeah. Why do men always do that?
Because you gotta play it cool.
That's not really playing it cool when you're Jennifer Lopez. She's only a household name, though.
And no one's expecting J-Lo to come tap him on the shoulder. So the exactly. first thing, you wouldn't think, oh, hello, Jennifer. You'd be like, my God, you look a lot like Jennifer Lopez.
Wait a second. Didn't you have a Jennifer Lopez story?
I did. Yes, I was in an airport in Aruba. And, and Jennifer Lopez tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around. I knew it was her, though.
Yeah.
She's like, do I have to fill out this, like, customs thing before I get on the plane, or can I wait till I get on the plane? I said, I think you can just wait till you get on the plane. So she's going up there without hers filled out, and the woman pulls her out of line and says, you miss, you have to fill that out before you get on the plane. And she turned around and looked at me like, with those eyes.
Like, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, wow. Idiot.
She didn't give you her phone number and said, reach out?
No. I never got to reach out.
No.
All right, well, up next, Chadwick Boseman hosted a hilarious episode of SNL this weekend. But I think the highlight had to be when he reprised his role as King T'Challa to play Black Jeopardy.
Your friend Karen brings her potato salad to your cookout. Uh-oh, T'Challa.
I think I'm getting the hang of this. Before I answer, a few questions. This woman, Karen, she is Caucasian, eh?
Yes.
And she has her own recipe for potato salad, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, I understand. It is noble that she would volunteer to cook for everyone. And although I have never had potato salad,
of course,
I sense that this white woman does not season her food.
That's right.
And if she does, it is only with a tiny bit of salt.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And no paprika.
No paprika, no.
And she will probably add something unnecessary like raisins.
I know, right?
So, something tells me that I should say...
Say it!
Oh, hell nah, Karen. Keep your brand-ass potato salad to yourself.
That's real talk.
There are actually people walking around putting raisins in potato salad.
That's crazy. Oh. You don't put no raisins in no potato salad. That is blasphemy in the black community.
I don't think raisins should go in anything. Yeah,
raisins are bad grapes. Throw them away.
Oh, my God. The way he said, I would tell her. No, keep your salad. Like, you know what he said?
No,
oh, my God.
Right, we're going to say goodbye for now, Atlanta. When we come back, Elizabeth Hurley posted a birthday message for her son that's getting some backlash, but I love it.
Oh, boy.
See
all right,
you later.
Bye, guys. Well, after Serena recently had her beautiful baby girl, she spends all of her days talking to a baby, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, of course, she has to spice things up a bit, and she sure knows how to do it. Serena posted a video of her daughter, Alexis, playing with her toys while listening to the classic nursery rhyme, "Do your ears hang low," right? But apparently, Serena wasn't feeling that version of the song, so she decided to remix.
Oh.
Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them on your shoulder like a...
And you wonder how little black babies know how to dance early on. We remix all the songs.
Yeah, but that's not a good look for that baby, though.
Why?
Putting that baby out, that child's daddy is Mr. Reddick, and she's doing,
That's well, you don't want to have a baby up in the club doing like this. Yeah. Dancing to the word.
Gotta show them early, honey.
Hey.
Gotta get lit early.
Yes, sir. You can nay-nay off of that.
Mm-hmm. How do you spice it up? Because you have two little ones.
We have, like, a little trade-off. Like, I'll watch something I want to watch, they watch something they want to watch, so we'll go from, like, I don't know, Paw Patrol to Atlanta. They know how to count cookies and also bag up dope. I mean, it's...
So, Rick, have you ever done something crazy like that out of boredom with your children?
Yeah, my kids grew up on listening to N.W.A., so I had to get them counseling by the time they turned 12 for cussing in class.
So, all right, y'all heard the rumors. They're actually true. Everybody been saying Cardi B is pregnant. Well, she actually confirmed it. Now, she was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live the other night, and the Saturday Night Live camera people were able to do what Offset couldn't. They pulled out, revealing her baby bump, and she looked phenomenal.
I like what you did.
Thank you.
You did it!
Oh, God.
I'm finally free.
That was the most beautiful reveal that I had seen besides Beyonce's.
Yeah,
when she revealed hers.
One thing she did get was a lot of support. A lot of people came out there and showed her love, celebrities alike. I mean, Remy Ma said something dope about her and, you know, a bunch of other celebrities. But there was actually some people who were hating on Cardi. Cardi responded, "This is why I did not want it to say nothing. People be so thirsty to scrutinize and try to destroy something that is supposed to be a blessing."
But the hate is not just because of her personality. The hate is, too, you getting pregnant for this man that got other children that allegedly don't really be around him that much. That child gonna come in the world with no last name.
I don't think you do. I think you might want to get up on your game and realize that there is a beehive and there is a party gang, okay? And they gonna come for your ass. ass, okay?
Right.
Party gang don't play, okay?
All right, last night was part one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. And after the break, we'll tell you which housewife says she's the next to get married.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, this past weekend, Ricky kicked off the littest tour with Martin Lawrence in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And baby, Ricky, I heard you absolutely killed it. Word on Twitter, word on the streets is that you stole the show.
Oh. Hey, listen, I hadn't been on stage with Martin Lawrence since 93. I didn't do that well when I did Def Comedy Jam because I didn't have the experience. So this was a do-over for me.
I know they weren't ready because I have, like I told them, I have seen you so far twice in person. And you are the comedian who had me in tears. Like, I was literally, one time I was on Hennessy, the second time I didn't drink anything.
Oh, well,
let's just continue. And anyway, the people turned out. Floyd Mayweather was there. Mike Tyson came through.
Oh, it was sold out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they coming out. They came out.
That's some big coins.
I was going to say that, bitch.
Okay, what's up, big head?
Hey. Well, Ricky, we are very proud of you, honey. So we want to make sure you take that money and spend it on something else besides those jackets. And, Portia, we're very proud of you, too, honey, because last night, honey, was part one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. And first of all, Portia, honey, you look amazing, honey.
Aww.
You look amazing, honey.
Thank you.
A little montage of your looks through the years, honey. Here you go.
Normally really sexy with Cordell at home in the bedroom, but to be sexy in a room full of people, it did make me a little bit nervous.
Lord Jesus. Our princess of Scotland.
I come bearing plentiful ass.
It's a whole nother body from back then.
So what was your favorite look out of all of those?
I used to wear my hair parted in the middle a lot more.
I like that.
I miss my hair parted in the middle. I'm gonna run that part in the middle back. But I'm glad I let go of the colorful eyeshadow.
Yeah,
it was time to let
that. That was nice.
You liked it?
I did.
It was good for his time.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
Mix it up. I like stuff different. Pop. So when you come home or whatever.
Come home. Oh yes, home.
You have some different looks. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you feel like you with different women?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So you trying to cheat on me with me?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The hell?
Well, honey, and then, honey, y'all, Andy asked y'all who in the group next, honey, was going to get married.
Well, let's just say me.
Wait. You getting married this year?
Yes.
You're getting married this year?
I'm claiming in the name of Jesus. Yes, I'm getting married this year, everybody.
So are you in a relationship, a serious relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Oh. Wow. Oh.
I am indeed.
Portia, who you gonna marry? What's up with that? You gonna do
it? I'm claiming it.
You know I watched this. Oh, you claiming it?
Yes, Ricky, you have to claim it.
Okay, we gonna do
it.
We just gonna do it.
I can feel it.
Portia, we gonna do it.
Who? It's we.
Us. Me and you.
Yes.
I mean, Portia, we know, honey, you're not a cheap girl, honey, and that's why Ricky is working real hard now on tour, honey, to get those coins right. Honey,
that's why he's doing his tour.
So that's what people were saying.
Well, what my ring gonna look like, Ricky?
I don't know. We're going to have to go down to Zales and see.
Oh,
hold on. I think I'm hearing something else from Jesus.
Okay,
I don't think this is the road he want me on. Not at Zales.
Zales?
All right, y'all. Who's ready for a great deal? Well, nothing makes your night's sleep better or getting down with someone. There's some luxurious sheets. And we got those just for you. Cotton Touch's two-pack microfiber sheet sets features a soft touch cotton feel on both the top and under sheets. The set comes in sizes twin, full queen, king, and fit mattresses up to 18 inches thick with deep pockets.
Ooh, and these sheets are so soft and so opulent.
You can fill them through the plastic.
Yes, what colors do they come in?
Oh, check it out. They got white, ivory, khaki, gray, and blue.
Portia, what you doing tonight? We got to go test these out.
You got yours and I got mine. So how much will they run me?
Well, normally the two-pack Cotton Touch microfiber sheet set can cost you from anywhere between $100
and
$130, depending on the size. But for the Dish Nation fam, you get two sets for only $29 to $44.
Oh. Wow! $29. This quality?
Go to morningsave.com to get this great deal today. And coming up, which Real Housewife dated Meghan Markle's ex-husband? We're going to tell you up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Believe it or not, y'all. Meghan Markle and Bethany Frankel have something in common.
What?
Let me tell y'all, baby, the same white man.
Uh-oh.
Baby, Miss Bethany has revealed, y'all, that she once dated Meghan's ex-husband, Trevor Ingleson, and now they are working together on a TV show about business women.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, while Miss Bethany said that they haven't slept together yet, she admits, y'all, that they have some chemistry.
Yes.
She said, quote, there is something there, something salacious about doing a TV project with Meghan Markle's ex. Now, she said, I like it. There is a little sizzle there. I can make some chicken salad out of that chicken for sure. Oh. But she said, like, she's glad to have that woman's man.
Yeah. It almost sounds like she can be a groupie for him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because he was Meghan Markle's ex,
exactly,
he may get a chance.
Yeah. What's going to be the difference from him going from Meghan to Bethany, from a black woman to a white woman?
Junk in the trunk.
Well, Meghan had that little junk.
In the trunk.
Well, Meghan got a little junk.
They both hatchbacks. both of them have, like, kind of small butts. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're kinda tiny.
It's like a lateral move.
Yeah.
But it is going from poor to rich, though, because, you know, Meghan was poor.
Who said she was poor?
She ain't had Bethany's money.
No, she didn't have Bethany's money. Okay, she did. All right, you're right. That don't make her better, though.
No, it doesn't, but...
I just had to add that in there. All right, y'all. Well, Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson are being pitted against each other, and they're not happy about it.
Really?
That's right. The online debate site The Tilt tweeted a poll asking their fans who was the most iconic American Idol winner between Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson.
That is a good one. It's messy, but it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good one now. That's what I say. Kelly tweeted, I think we're both winning in life, and pretty blessed singers, mama, CEOs, hashtag ambitious blondes, go ahead, Carrie Underwood. Then Carrie responded, whatever, girl, I voted for you. But seriously, I do wish more publications would just celebrate women's success without pitting them against each other. I totally get it. I don't like when people are pitted against each other just for no reason. But right, these two women were on a competition show called American Idol, where they were also pitted against each other to win. So it's just natural to still say which one could be better out of
That's the two.
But now they always comparing housewives, so I mean.
Yeah. So, Portia, I'm sure. So, have you been pitted against Kenya?
Yeah, they pit us against each other all the time.
Really?
And I'm used to it. I mean, they're not comparing me because you can't compare me to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm Portia. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
I get to be me, and they get to be them.
So you're just saying you win every poll?
I do. I do, pretty much. You can roll that back on Watch Rabbits Live.
Okay.
Pretty much do. Sorry. Not sorry.
All right, so has Elizabeth Hurley gone too far? We'll tell you what she did coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Elizabeth Hurley caught some heat over the weekend on Instagram because she posted this picture of her with her 16-year-old son. And
she catch some cold.
She wrote, quote, happy birthday to my little prince, Damian Hurley, the light of my life for the last 16 years. Well, a lot of people went in on Elizabeth Hurley, writing comments like, what a pathetic example you are setting for the light of your life, child. Just so sad. And holy cow, why wear any clothes at all? Tacky in front of your son.
Here's the thing, though. I have a 14-year-old son, and his mother is well-endowed, much like Elizabeth Hurley. And she says, you know, now that she's older, she stopped wearing the booby shirt, she calls it. She wore booby shirts all the time. And I think that's a damn shame, because like I said, Elizabeth Hurley, she'll post pictures of her in a bikini. She is in her 50s. It's just, like, awesome. So she should be getting support from all you ladies and not say, oh, this is a horrible, pathetic example for your son. Are you kidding me?
You know what doesn't need any support? Her boobs. They're still perfect.
That's a wonderful example of support right there from that dress. I mean, seriously, what else is in there holding that up?
Let's take a look.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.